I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, over 12,000 refugees fled the Moria camp on Lesbos Island in Greece as the camp burned to the ground. Now, many have moved into a new camp being hastily built nearby. People from over 70 countries had sheltered in Moria. Liz Stegall-Lewis of Teach Beyond says,
presently, the Greek government and army have been working day and night to set up a temporary tent city that's right there on the Aegean. And so right now, that size of the space where they're setting up UNHCR tents is about 10 times the size of the former camp.
Severe overcrowding, plus squalor and COVID-19 was a recipe for disaster. But there remains a ministry presence, so pray that many will find their hope in Jesus Christ. Finally, the current pandemic and shutdown sweeping the world have not halted Bible translation for Wycliffe Associates. CEO Bruce Smith says,
we've adapted to the local situation in each country, especially countries where we have local staff. So by listening to them, we actually were able to resume, after a brief disruption in the spring, we were actually able to resume our Bible translation training workshops in May. And throughout the summertime, we've actually seen a continuing surge and an expansion of sort of getting back to our previous pace.
Technologies played a major role in providing local translators with virtual tools to continue their work. Their goal is to provide 1,000 tablets at $300 apiece. Pray for wisdom and direction as they move toward that goal. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a volatile year, and your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the heroes of the faith and to be the voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.